Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Got a lot of great stuff coming up today. We're going to be joined here in just a little bit with John Haberlin, motorsports journalist. He's going to come to us live from Martinsville. And we're going to have to figure out what's going on. There are reports that actually there might be 3 to 4 inches of snow on the paperclip on Sunday. So that might affect the race this weekend. Also caught up this week with owner-driver, IndyCar driver, Ed Carpenter. Talk a little bit about the 2018 season, the changes in the cars, and what's coming up at Phoenix International Raceway, now known as ISM Speedway, in early April, April 6th and 7th, got a race. Also, coming in the studio this morning, Lyle Greenberg, local racing legend, and he just built this Nitro Funny car that looks like it's right out of the era when the Nitro Funny cars, with all the great paint schemes and basically the snake and mongoose and everything. He's going to be in the studio. He's going to talk a little bit about that. I went out to the track and he fired that thing up, did some passes last weekend, and it's absolutely amazing. You're going to be excited to come out and watch that. So with that, I'm going to just jump right into the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. Things that you can do around town, or if you want to sit down and watch some racing this weekend, this is what's going on. Weather pending today, the Camping World Truck Series Alpha Energy 250 at the Paperclip. You can watch that on TV. Sunday, Monster Energy NASCAR Series Cup STP 500 from Martinsville. IndyCar, you got to wait until April 8th. It's the Desert Diamond West Valley Casino Phoenix Grand Prix. And one thing that's really cool that's going on with that is they're having a 1993 field reunion for that out at the Phoenix Grand Prix. So you can go out and check that out. I mean, Al Unser Jr. is going to be there. Emerson Fittipaldi. And of course, you all that have been following the show for years know that one of my favorite interviews I ever did was with Al Unser Jr. and talked to him about the contact in 1989 when he and Emerson Fittipaldi got together at the end of the Indy 500. And Jr. spun to the inside. Fittipaldi goes on to win. But Junior comes up to the side of the track and gives him the thumbs up. And I was sure that he was going to flip him off. I want to get together with Emerson Fittipaldi when I'm out there and get the other side of that interview. But other greats are going to be there. Lynn St. James, Bobby Rahal, Mario Andretti, Jimmy Vassar, Paul Tracy, Ari Leyendijk. So mark your calendars to cruise out there. I mean, it's like a 7-hour drive, 6 if you're in the car with me, to get out there and you can watch the race. So ISM Raceway, that's April 6th and 7th. Come and check that out. It's going to be a great race. Formula One getting fired up next week. Of course, if you saw qualifying, and this is where if you're Bob Brown, turn down the volume because I'm going to tell you about Valtteri Bottas, accident in qualifying. Let's see if that shakes him up. But the first event of the year, the Rolex Australian Grand Prix, is going on Sunday morning. In HRA, the 4-wide Nationals, April 6th through the 8th. Now, of course, 4-wide, one of the only tracks in the country that they have 4 cars on the strip at the same time. You want to make sure that you check that out. But if you're hankering for some local drag racing, of course, you got Yearwood Street to Strip is going on today. You can go out there. It was really smart. I went out last week, actually, on Saturday. They were supposed to have the opening season opening bracket race on Sunday, but the weather was rolling in, and so they went ahead and moved it to Saturday. The AFX's nostalgias were in town. I got a bunch of pictures, a lot of great-looking cars, but pick up your calendar now. Go to the abqdragway.com, print out a calendar. You can pick up a copy of the New Mexico the New Mexico Motorsports Report magazine. Centerfold's got the schedule in there, so that's absolutely free. A lot of different places, but a lot of great shows coming up. You got a street to strip. They're going to be dark for Easter, but then they're going to get back. April is going to have a lot of great things in it, so you want to pick that up or go to abqdragway.com, check it out and print it out. Of course, talking drag racing, how can you not talk about the 50th anniversary of Yearwood Performance? That's right, 50 years since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. All kinds of great stuff, including Torco Racing Fuel ready to go and 5-gallon convenient cans ready to go, because, you know, you always seem to forget the fuel. Never forget the tires, but you always seem to forget the fuel. Yearwood Performance, 341 Eubank and on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com. Make sure you stop in and say hey to the guys, whether it's Ted on the west side, or go by and see Jim and his team on the east side. But just, you know, let them know that you appreciate 50 years of service in this community. Going on this weekend out at Sandia Speedway, if you ever wanted to try road course racing, you've got a high-performance car that you bought. I mean, now you could buy, what, a 600-horsepower, 900-horsepower, Mopar right off the Camaro's got some new ones, right off the showroom. Now you can take it out and learn how to drive it. The Charlie Fagan Performance Driving School is going on this weekend. Figure out how to get involved. I think it's under like $200, and you can learn how to drive the line and how to drive a 14-turn, 1.7-mile road course out there. You can check it out. Sunday, they've rescheduled the Clay Oval Test and Tune from last week. Let's see how the weather holds. You can go out and check that out, because it'll get started fired up in April, so keep your eye out for that. Sandia Motocross at Moriarty, round one of the race series is opening this weekend. If it's typical of what they do, you'll have a practice session on Saturday and a race on Sunday. A lot of car shows going on tomorrow, the 5th annual Outreach Day Show and Shine, as well as the Little Big Man Benefit Car Show and Concert. Go to New Mexico Car Council just Google that, and you can find out all the shows. Of course, mark your calendar, Cinco de Mayo. It's never too far out to plan that one. It's going to be great. But if you missed any of that, you want to get more information on some of those events coming up, you can always check out the nmmotorsportsreport.com. You can go to 1017 The Team, and you can see, listen to any of the shows on demand. Check out the blog. Join us on Facebook at New Mexico Motorsports Report, or on Twitter at NM Report. That's the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. 1776 Montaño, open daily from 10 to 4. So if you haven't got over there recently, you need to go check it out. A lot of cool things. We're going to be talking some Formula One coming up. We're going to be talking a little bit of IndyCar, of course. And, of course, how can we not talk about Martinsville? And can Johnson end his slump at Martinsville? We're going to throw some numbers out there and let you know whether that's possible or not. But stay tuned. Buckle up. We got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
What's better than watching all the big games on TV? How about watching them on a 65-inch LG OLED TV from BIOS and get a free LG 49-inch HD TV too? That's right, buy one TV and get a second TV free. During March, Mania Savings now at BIOS.
Nestled in the beautiful North Valley with a spectacular garden patio, fresh and delicious margaritas with live music Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. It's Casa de Benavides and Albuquerque the Magazine's top five restaurant. Beautiful patio, authentic New Mexican food, Casa de Benavides, just south of Paseo on 4th Street.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start at Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip. You can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now. Real outlaw door slammers, top comp, super pro, pro, sportsmen, and junior dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Spring into a Benz at Route 66. Qualify every Saturday in March for your chance to win a 2018 Mercedes-Benz. Spring into a Benz only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is currently hiring for residential and commercial service techs, installers, plumbers, and helpers. We offer competitive pay, great incentives, and year-round employment. Visit careers at danielshvacnm.com. Careers at danielshvacnm.com.
Bank of New Mexico is a trusted financial partner who's been exceeding customer expectations with superior financial products and services. Bank of New Mexico provides sound advice by actively helping you achieve your goals and ultimately success. Bank of New Mexico seeks to provide substantial value through customer service each and every day. Bank of New Mexico, 7401 Jefferson in the Journal Center, south of Paseo del Norte. Call 505-244-8000. That's 244-8000. Triple zero. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. BankofNewMexico.com.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan.
Oh, Jan, I'm so ready for spring.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Get $1,250 cash back on a new 2018 Tundra Crewmax. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2018 Tacoma with $1,748 per thousand borrowed. Toyota, let's go places.
Not all customers will qualify. Excludes TRD Pro. APR subject to approved credit. Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. does not include College Guard or military rebate. Offers may vary by region. See dealer for details. Offers end April 2nd.
Visit Toyota of Santa Fe or Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque or Larry H. Miller American Toyota. Or for more information, visit Toyota.com. Toyota.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Walsh, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note, coming up at 9 a.m., you got FM Sports Saturday with Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., you got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show with the legend Henry Tafoya. At 2 p.m., we got college baseball. Air Force is in town to play the New Mexico Lobos. Sunday, you can tune in at 1 o'clock, and you got college baseball with Air Force versus UNM. And, of course, tune in to the locker room every Monday at 4 o'clock, where Bob Brown will give you a rundown of everything that went on this weekend. Of course, the south side of the bracket is still crazy. And of course, now we got a matchup with Kansas and Duke. So a little bit of tradition coming back on the other side of the bracket. So on Sunday, of course, you can always check out that. All right, but going out to Martinsville Speedway to catch up with John Haberland. How you doing this morning, John?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a little bit chilly, but all good here.
Yeah, I was going to ask reports were that Sunday you could have like 3 to 4 inches of snow, and I got to ask you, what is that about?
Yeah, that's what they've been saying. I think everyone's hoping that doesn't happen. It'd be really interesting to see how NASCAR schedules that out, and you know what the process of cleaning off the track would be. But right now, the weather, it's not bright out, but it's A little bit of overcast, and it's just chilly. No wet stuff yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So can Johnson actually end his slump here at Martinsville? I mean, he's got quite a streak going now, 28 races without a victory. Last time, 2016, he had a 24-race victory that he broke at Charlotte. A lot of his streaks have actually been broken at mile-and-a-half tracks, but Martinsville has been a good track for him. Do you think that we could see actually Jimmy Johnson break his streak at Martinsville?
Well, I spoke to Chase Elliott this morning, and I asked him, between you and Jimmy, who are Alex and William going to look for advice from the most? I made the argument that to Chase that, you know, you've been very fast here the last couple of years, and you could have almost won that race back in November. Of course, Denny Hamlin took him out and all that drama. But Chase insisted that Jimmy's still the guy to look to among the Hendrick quartet. So I don't think Jimmy Johnson can win this weekend. I think his team still has some work to do. But I think Hendrick overall is just going to look to him and lean on him a little bit just for advice and, you know, obviously because he has the most experience as well.
Of course, all you got to do is look down the road. Texas, not that far down the road. Jimmy could actually break it there. Back in 2015, he was on a 20-race winless streak, and he ended the streak there in Texas. But I tell you, a guy that's on fire that they all better watch out for is Kyle Busch, including the fact that he didn't stay around for any post-race interviews last weekend. Kyle Busch has finished second, and third in the last three races, leading 200 of a possible 779 laps. That's 25%, and yet he's not got it done. Is that a guy that might put the chrome fender to the back of somebody else to spin him around to get the victory at this race?
I don't think he'll have to do that because I think he'll already be in the lead. He's been so fast here the last 2 years. I could see him totally dominating this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to talk about, I mean, who's hot? Of course, Kyle Busch. You know, Jimmy Johnson can't call him hot, but nine-time Martinsville winner with an average finish to 7.7. Penske drivers ranked third, fourth, and fifth. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney all having a big shot. But I tell you, somebody, a driver who's not, that has had some success at Martinsville, is Denny Hamlin, finishing 39th and 30th. In the last two Martinsville races. What does Hamlin need to do to kind of get back on track?
I forget which finish it was, but one of those poor finishes was, I think it was the 39th place finish. He actually just made like a silly rookie error and he hit the curb and it screwed up his race car, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not really concerned for Denny Hamlin. I think he's probably going to get a top 10 this weekend. If not, he's going to finish better. I think he's okay. He's very good at this track. He's logged thousands of laps around it. I'm not very concerned for him at all yet.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I'm sitting here thinking about, let's talk a little Formula One, and then I realize, once again, we didn't talk about Martin Truex. I mean, you know, with a dominating win last week, 11 seconds ahead, and I'm thinking, this is Truex's M.O. You know, I mean, he's like, you know, he's so good, you just don't even talk about him anymore. I mean, Martin Truex, what kind of day is he going to have at Martinsville?
He'll be up front also. He'll probably be a top five contender. If you remember last year when Kyle Busch won here in the fall, Truex finished second, and he almost won the race on the last lap. He got the Busch's inside, but Busch was able to hold him off. I think Truex, over the years, he's improved at this track as a driver, and I think also that the equipment that he's in with Furniture Row definitely helps also, so I think he'll be a top five contender as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit of open wheel going into the Formula One season. Exciting for us at ESPN is Formula One's actually returning to ESPN. We're going to do a lot of broadcasting with ESPN and ESPN2. Very exciting. Lewis Hamilton, defending world champ, won four straight poles in Australia, now has his fifth pole in Australia. Fascinating off-season with all of the mind games that were going on, the reference to Mercedes as sandbagging, the exact term that Vettel used, and actually he goes out, wins the pole with a very, very fast lap. I, you know, maybe Vettel's right. can we actually get over the mind games now and get to the season? What are you looking for coming up in the Formula One season?
I think the mind games are just going to continue between Hamilton and Vettel, but I think it'll be in a lighthearted way. They had a press conference a few hours ago after the top three finishers of qualifying. So it was Lewis and Sebastian, and then Kimi just kind of sitting on the side, keeping his mouth shut.
Yeah.
But Lewis and Sebastian were taking very subtle but friendly jabs at each other about sandbagging and who put more effort in during qualifying one or qualifying two or for the final qualifying. So I think it's all good fun, and I think it's good for the sport. It's a rivalry, but it's also respect among Vettel and Hamilton. And there was a little bit of drama also in qualifying. Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes teammate, Valtteri Bottas, crashed, and he's going to start from the rear of the field.
Yeah.
And also, Daniel Ricciardo has been penalized 3 grid positions after the stewards said that he had not slowed down enough during a red flag condition during free practice.
Well, and actually,
so he'll be starting eighth.
The stewardesses might have said that too. I mean, you know, Daniel Ricciardo is quite a personality, and of course, at his home track. Max Verstappen, though, we're going to have to watch how he progresses this season. He could contend. But Kimi Raikkonen, you mentioned how he just sat there and said nothing. 3 podium finishes in the final 4 races 2017, and 4 in the first 15 starts last season. So, I mean, he is hot. And if Sebastian Vettel just keeps up the mind games going with Lewis Hamilton, Raikkonen could have a pretty good season. But Fernando Alonso, looking forward to having him come over and run the Indy 500 again. And I want to see how well he does in the 24 hours at Le Mans. But talk about just odd things. Tell the listeners a little bit about your kind of Airbnb experience in Martinsville. How fascinating is that?
Yeah, so if you don't know what Airbnb is, it's basically you stay at a regular person's house, and they lease out a room for however many nights you need. It's like basically, it's cheaper than a hotel. It's about usually a third of the price you would pay for a hotel. And it's very effective for NASCAR weekends, you know, being on a tight budget and all. I've never had a problem with Airbnb. I've stayed at about a dozen of them or so. And when I went to check in to my Airbnb in Martinsville last night, I go to the house, I knock on the front door. A woman answers the door. I say, "Hi, I'm John. I'm here. The Airbnb guest," and she says, "You're who with what?" She just had no idea what I was. She had no clue what I was talking about. And I asked for the host, I won't say her name, but I asked for the host's name, and she says, "Oh, I'm sorry, she's no longer with us. She's no longer living." And I said, "Oh, okay. Sorry to disturb you." So I go back into my car thinking about what to do and just thinking about what a odd situation this is, that apparently my supposed to be Airbnb host had passed away sometime between yesterday and whenever I booked the Airbnb, which I guess was 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Wow.
So all in all, I ended up calling Airbnb. They gave me my money back, plus another 10% for travel expenses, which was very generous of them. And I stayed at a motel, which was across the street from the racetrack last night. So altogether, it's worked out okay.
That's amazing, actually, that there was even any availabilities. I mean, Martinsville's not a very big town. It's not like, you know, going to Los Angeles or anything, and you have a lot of hotels. But fascinating story. I mean, it's just a kind of a reminder of just how, you know, short life can be. You know, it's like one day you're there, the next day you're not. But I'm glad everything worked out and you rebound okay. And I wish you a good weekend and hope you get the race in on Sunday.
All right, definitely. And I believe that the media center will have those Martinsville hot dogs available for their press. So I'll get back to you and see how those are. Probably my first Martinsville hot dog.
Well, good. Yeah, I already had a buddy on Facebook that said, make sure you eat 2 or 3. So pace yourself, John. I've had them, so I'm not sure that I would start out with 2 or 3. But I look forward to your report on the cuisine at Martinsville.
All right. Sounds good, Biz.
All right. That's John Haberlin. As a matter of fact, go to the nmmotorsportsreport.com and check out. He does a Haberlin's hot take every week. He's got a great article on the Young Guns that posted yesterday. So you want to go by, you want to go to the website, check it out, and follow his work. Great guy. John Haverland, doing some reporting for ESPN Radio Albuquerque out in Martinsville. All right, we've got a whole lot more coming up, including on the other side. We're going to catch up with Ed Carpenter, owner and driver of Carpenter Racing number 20, Fuzzy Vodka's Chevrolet. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
The Albuquerque Police Department is currently hiring for police cadets and offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus and immediate hiring, which means you are employed as soon as you are accepted into the academy. APD is now enrolling applicants that meet their qualifications for June's academy, and they want to know if you are ready to take the next step. A career with APD is exciting and rewarding, offering great benefits, paid vacation. Apply online at apdonline.com, apdonline.com, or call 800-7-POLICE. That's 800-7-POLICE.
Introducing Express Homes' newest community, Eastland Hills in Los Lunas. These brand new move-in ready homes are affordably priced and for a limited time include free stainless steel appliance package, free washer and dryer, free blinds package. Go to drhorton.com/nm for directions and additional information. Eastland Hills, the place to be at a price you can afford. Why wait to move? D.R. Horton has newly built move-in ready homes. Sales event ends April 2018. See a D.R. Horton sales consultant for details. Equal housing opportunity builder.
Hi, Bob Brown. Join me Wednesday afternoons 4 till 7 inside the fabulous lounge at Sandia Resort and Casino. You'll enjoy watching the best games on New Mexico's largest TV. While you're at Sandia Resort and Casino, make sure to enjoy the two-time Wine Spectator Award of Excellence winning Via Shore Restaurant. The absolute best views and chef specialties like short rib ravioli and red chili poached lobster. It's the Locker Room every Wednesday 4 till 7 in Albuquerque's premier dining experience Via Shore, only at Sandia Resort and Casino. See you there.
You wouldn't overwater your elephants. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. Remember to water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1 day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down again in the fall. It's the responsible way to weather the drought. A drought reminder from the Water Authority.
You will have the never-ending smiles of satisfaction when you take advantage of our low upfront employee pricing and excellent customer service only at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. Now lease a new Highlander for only $289 per month, or a new Corolla for just $169 per month, or the popular new Camry for just $219 per month. You won't be able to wipe that smile of satisfaction off your face when you visit us for sales, service, or parts at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Ugh, man, the game's about to start, and there's water running all over the floor.
Hi, I'm Chris with Elevated Mechanical Services. Elevated Mechanical Services for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs.
Elevated service so you can enjoy the game. 505-200-2434.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. The law office of Brian K. Branch has been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for our clients. Call 717-2626 for a free consultation.
Hey, Albuquerque. This is owner and driver Ed Carpenter of the Fuzzy's Vodka number 20 Chevrolet. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Sebastian Bourdais is your points leader in IndyCar. Graham Rahal, Alexander Rossi, James Hinchcliffe, and Ryan Hunter-Reay top out the top five, but a lot of faces, new faces, and new places. Chip Ganassi Racing went from four cars to two, keeping Scott Dixon and adding Ed Jones with Tony Kanaan, Max Chilton, and Charlie Campbell. Kimball have all departed. Of course, Kanaan's going to be driving for A.J. Foyt this year, and he's going to be joined by Carlos Munoz, which doesn't have a ride except for the Indy 500. Roger Penske, of course, cut back from four to three with Helio Castroneves doing some road racing, even though he will join the team for the Indy 500. Andretti Racing added Scott Veach, moved up to a full-time competition as a rookie replacement to Takuma Sato. And so a lot of different changes going on. So there was a lot of rookies that were in the opening race at St. Pete's, including at Ed Carpenter Racing. Spencer Pigott is now a full-time driver instead of just a part-time fill-in driver racing. Well, rookie Jordan King will be filling Pigott's role on the race courses as he splits with owner-driver Ed Carpenter. Jared Hildebrand, who drove for a team last year, does not have a full-time ride, but was able to catch up earlier this week with Ed Carpenter as they're getting ready for the ISM Raceway, a race coming up on April 6th and 7th. And so I wanted to share that interview with you today. All right, joining the show this morning is Ed Carpenter, owner and driver of the number 20 Fuzzy's Vodka Chevrolet. How you doing this morning, Ed?
I'm doing great.
Well, are you looking forward to get back out on the track at ISM April 7th?
I am. It's always an exciting race, one of my favorites. You know, I grew up coming out to this race as a youngster and raced here early on in my career when I was running USAC midgets and sprint cars. And really, I'm still just kind of on cloud nine that IndyCar is back here because we've been gone for so long. So it's exciting to be able to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back out in the Southwest. Absolutely. And of course, sharing time with Jordan King, had a pretty good start to the race. Didn't end up the way that he wanted with a number four starting position. What are your thoughts on this youngster joining the team?
Jordan's been doing a really, really great job. So he obviously drives the car I race on road and street courses, and then I'm in it for the ovals. But he's new to the team, but he's fitting in really quick. Like you said, qualified fourth for our opening round at St. Petersburg and was running strong. We had some issues that weren't really his fault,
right?
That took us out of a good finish. But, you know, I was really happy with the performance of the drivers and especially the team at St. Pete and how prepared they were. So really looking forward to bring that momentum with us out here to ISM Raceway.
How about the ongoing growth with number 21, Spencer Pigott? He had 20 passes in that race and definitely a road course specialist.
Yeah, you know, Spencer's he's really been coming on over the last year and a half. And, you know, we've seen races like that from him time in and time out. We still need to get the results to go with it, but he's got all the tools to do so. Really just need to catch a break and kind of break through that barrier. It's hardest to get the first win, but I feel like it's coming soon for the young man.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Robert Wickens getting on the pole and such a domination in that race until the contact at the end of the race?
Yeah, he really made a strong statement that race. It was disappointing to see it finish that way, but it's racing. You know, I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that pass and the accident, but, you know, if any of my drivers were in Rossi's position, you've got to go for the win at that point. You know, it would have been nice if they both could have made it through there, but it's racing, and, you know, that's what we're all out there to do, is to go win races. So, you know, I think we've all been on both sides of things like that over the course of our career.
Absolutely, absolutely. And having Danica Patrick join the team for the Indy 500, is there any special things that you're going to have to go through? One, the media coverage is going to be tremendous on her, but having her come in to do a one-off race, do you think maybe your team's a little more adapted at that because you and Jordan actually split time in the number 20?
Yeah, you know, I think there's that could factor in. You know, we're used to being a little fluid with our lineup. You know, we've also run extra cars at the Indy 500 in the past, so we've got experience with that, and are working with a lot of the same group of people for that extra effort. So, you know, I know the team will be prepared for it on all fronts. You know, really excited to have Danica joining the squad for the Indy 500, along with GoDaddy, to see their bright green car back in the IndyCar series is just awesome. And, you know, it's going to be fun being a part of Danica's farewell.
Has there been a lot of major adjustments with the new car for 2018?
It really has been. The new car that the Verizon IndyCar Series brought for this year with the Universal Aero Kit, you know, it's night and day different just about everywhere that we've been with it. You know, not only the setups, but how you drive the car. But, you know, with that, a lot of times when we have changes like that, it's you know, there's a lot of headaches. But IndyCar's really done a nice job with this project. It's a lot of fun to drive. And it's going to put on great racing, just like we saw at St. Petersburg at our opener, and I expect to see more of the same at ISM Raceway on April 7th.
Chris, you've always got a battle with manufacturers, Honda versus Chevy, and Honda had a tremendous dominance on the road course. Do you think we'll see some of the Chevy power come into play as we get to the Oval in Phoenix?
I think so. I mean, when you looked at the results from St. Petersburg, it really appeared that Honda dominated the event. You know, when I take a closer look at it, I felt like the performance was very competitive, across the board. You know, each of our cars had issues. I thought we were both capable of running top five. A lot of the Penske cars had problems. So it was one of those days where, you know, a lot of Chevy cars had some tough luck and not as many Honda cars dealt with that adversity. So I don't think them having 9 out of the top 10 spots was totally indicative of the dominance one way or the other. You know, I expect it to be a competitive battle between the manufacturers all season long.
Is there any difference in how the manufacturer worked with the new car and maybe, you know, any changes that come from the aero off the body?
You know, I mean, the aero kit's the same for both. There are certain areas that the manufacturers can work in. I know Chevy puts in a huge effort into their powertrain, and, you know, not only the reliability and power we get, but also the fuel economy. It takes all three of those things to be successful. And, you know, I think that's why you've seen Chevrolet really dominate the Verizon IndyCar series since they came back in 2012.
Yeah. What are your thoughts as an owner with this new NBC deal? I mean, you know, I've grown up my whole life and it's, you know, the Indy 500 has been on ABC. And to see that change, but yet the neat things that they're bringing to IndyCar and getting more coverage for the public.
Yeah, I mean, first off, you know, I think we're all very thankful for what ABC's done for our sport and their run at the Indy 500. So we're going to enjoy, you know, their last broadcast of the race this year. But, you know, equally, we're all very excited about the new deal with NBC Sports and having more races on NBC, you know, being under a single network for all of our races and the content that they're going to be bringing every practice session, every qualifying session, everything you'll be able to find in the NBC Sports family. So it's really exciting. It's a huge step for our series. It's something that we've needed, and, you know, and another good job by the IndyCar team to get this deal done.
As an owner, does that help you with the sponsor deals, getting more sponsorship on the car?
I certainly think it's going to be a factor in helping continue the momentum that the IndyCar series has been on the past 3-4 years. You know, for sure having 8 races on NBC is going to be a big boost from what we've had in the past. And more importantly, I think, you know, knowing for race fans, knowing where to find the IndyCar series, having one home and that NBC Sports family is really important. The promotion, I think, will be a lot more consistent. And, you know, I think we all see how well NBC does big events. You know, we're coming off of an Olympic year with the Winter Olympics, and the quality of coverage that they provide consistently for all of their programming is second to none, and really, really proud to have them be a part of the IndyCar series for at least the next 3 years.
Yeah, as you plan to come out to the Southwest, I mean, is there any particular, like, food or any particular places you like to go to or do when you make the travels out here?
There's a good little Mexican spot out by the racetrack that I've been going to since the 90s called Raul and Teresa's.
Awesome.
It's probably my favorite. So if there's any race fans coming out to ISM, I think it's on MC85 in Richfield, I think.
Awesome. Give them a little love. Do you have any preference between red chili or green chili?
I like both. Okay. You know, their tacos are the go-to for me, though. They're money, so.
Awesome.
Hopefully, maybe I'll get a couple free ones for giving them a plug.
Well, exactly. As you look down the road, I mean, the May is right around the corner, and of course, the Indy 500. Any special things that you're looking forward to this year with getting out to the Indy again?
I mean, the Indy 500 is always the focal point of the year. It's obviously our biggest race, so you know it's been my dream for my whole career to win that race. So we put a huge amount of work into it, and it's always exciting to kick off the month of May. But we've got a few races to go through first, and other races to try to win before we get there. But it's definitely coming up fast.
Awesome. Hey, Ed, really appreciate you giving a few moments, and wish you a lot of luck in April when you make it out to ISM Raceway.
Thanks. I'll see you there.
All right. That was Ed Carpenter, driver and owner of the number 20 Fuzzy Vodka Chevrolet. Hey, we got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
It's 10 pins and more for family fun, glow and bowl sessions, bowling leagues, entertainment, flat screens for all the March buzzer beaters, a full bar, tons of draft taps with great local beers, and awesome food. It's 10 pins in Rio Rancho, just off 528 on Deborah Road.
What's better than watching all the big games on TV? How about watching them on a 65-inch Sony 4K XBR HD TV from BIOS and get a free Sony soundbar, too? That's right, buy one TV and get a soundbar free during March Mania Savings now at BIOS.
Sinlon's new Dave Pell's Shot Stopper performs like real grass. The Shot Stopper is the most realistic performing golf green system in the industry. It's designed to absorb the energy of the ball like real grass and allows you to practice shots previously impossible on artificial surfaces. The Dave Pell's Shot Stopper has proprietary technology that replicates natural grass performance, and it's only available from Sinlon Golf. Practice better.
SinlonNM.com, 898-8889.
It's the season of more sales event at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors. The bold, sophisticated 2018 Elantra SE has a sale price of $15,991 or 0% APR financing plus $1,000 cash back. Employee pricing continues at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer with America's best warranty and the Hyundai Assurance umbrella of services. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall to Larry H. Miller Hyundai and online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com.
Stock number 18770, MSRP $19,095, 0% APR financing plus $1,000 factory event on group credit tax, title license, $349 service and transfer additional, expires 3/31/18.
Amostoy Companies is proud to present Modern Wall. Hi, this is Pierre Amostoy from Modern Wall. With 24 years of experience and thousands of homes stuccoed in the Albuquerque metro area, we are now expanding with a new restucco division, bringing added quality, updated technology, and newly developed methods to your new Modern Wall. For a free evaluation, call me at 822-0044. That's 822-0044. Thank you.
Oak Grove Classical Academy is celebrating 10 years of providing Christ-centered classical education to families of faith in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Oak Grove utilizes a university model of education in which parents and teachers work together to cultivate delight and wonder in our students. Certified teaching instruction in school and custom lesson plans for home days provide the best of both worlds. We are now enrolling pre-K through 12th grade. Excellent academics, competitive athletics, and challenging activities are all part of the Christ-centered community of Oak Grove Classical Academy, where we learn for life, live for Christ. To learn more, visit oakgroveclassical.com. We'll be right back.
It's madness, and it's time for you to get in the game with Graphic Connection, your premier screen printing and embroidery company for over 20 years. We specialize in teams, groups, and organizations. We work with the Lobos and every high school in town, and are proud to be the official supplier of the NMAA. Get all your spring gear going with Graphic Connection. We have a full-service art department ready to get your design on. Call Graphic Connection at 821-2777, or check out our online catalog at gcsportswear.com. Graphic Connection, your source for all your apparel needs.
Hey, this is Butch Patrick. That's right, Eddie Munster, and you're listening to David Slope on ESPN 101.7 on the New Mexico Motorsports Report.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And I've been fortunate to see a lot of cool things in my life. I mean, I remember as a little kid, of course, going out to a Speedway Park and watching Al Unser Jr., Al Unser Sr., Bobby run out there, all kinds of great races going on, some of the legends out there, and also remember going to the drag strip as a young kid and seeing some neat, funny cars, seeing the little red wagon for all of you that remember that. But one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time, happened last Saturday, when I went out to the track and been following this, Lyle Greenberg's been building this Cone Hunter Nitro funny car. I was able to actually go out and see it in person. It was absolutely amazing. So I had to get him in the studio. How are you doing this morning, Lyle?
I'm doing great, David. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Well, the smile is still all over your face. Even though I told you when you came in this morning, I actually saw it. I saw the focus. I saw, you know, when you were in the zone, and it was like, I guess you guys were sweating out a little bit, but talk a little bit about the Cone Hunter Nitro Funny Car.
Great. Well, yeah, we had such a great weekend last weekend. It went perfectly, but the funny car, it's what's called a nostalgia nitro funny car. So it runs on nitromethane. We had an 88% nitromethane load in it last weekend. And it's really kind of modern technology in terms of the chassis. The chassis is a late model chassis. The motor is a lot of Big Show NHRA cast-off parts, you know, a lot of stuff on it, 5-6-year-old parts from the Big Show. Got a 671 blower, an MSD 44-amp magneto, and a centrifugal, what we call glide-style clutch in the car. And so from a mechanical standpoint, it's really, you know, not that old, not that nostalgia. But then we've put the body on it, which is a 1978 Corvette replica body, and that all of a sudden changes the look and feel of the car to make it look like a 70s funny car, which is what we're really shooting to look like.
Well, and when I was in your pit, of course, you had the body off, and it was sitting towards the side. So looking at the car without the body, I mean, state of the art. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Everything was show quality clean, which is, I know, one of your trademarks. It still amazes me. It's like, how can all be so clean and be so fast? But when you put the body on it, I mean, I had going back to being a kid and remembering the snake and the mongoose and all the paint jobs and, you know, everything that was going on, match racing and everything. And you were telling me about this funny car chaos, which is, you know, a lot of, you know, a run what you brung. Talk a little bit about that and looking forward to running down in Amarillo with that.
Yeah, the Funny Car Chaos is a series that Chris Graves over in Texas has put together. He's got four races this year, Amarillo, Havana, Illinois, Asbury, Missouri, and Denton, Texas. And Chris has done just a fabulous job. He's a young guy. He's really an up-and-coming promoter, and he really understands social media. And he's really made a buzz about this race. And like you say, it's kind of a cool concept because it's a run what you brung and hope you brung enough type event. If you want to bring a Big Show NHRA funny car, bring it. If you want to bring an alcohol car or, like I've got, a nostalgia car, bring it. And last year they ran one race in Denton, Texas. They had 22 nitro funny cars. Well, they weren't all nitro. 22 funny cars, probably half of them on nitro, I guess, something like that. And it was a huge success. Chris is bringing that race to Amarillo this year. And, of course, Amarillo's just around the corner from us. Heck, that's about as close as we can get in terms of travel distances. And so, obviously, that's something we want to run. And what's cool about it is, you know, Jake Sanders has been the guy that's really ramrodded my effort here. Jake is a crew chief on his dad, Mark Sanders, Mr. Explosive, Nitro Nostalgia Funny Car. And Mark is just a big personality. He's kind of like the John Force of nostalgia racing. But Jake has been tuning Nitro cars since he was about 12 years old. He's 28 years old now. And he's got more experience than people twice his age. And Jake has really helped me on this deal. And he and his dad won the Funny Car Chaos race last year at Denton. And so this year he'll be tuning my car there, and he and I both have a goal of going to that race and seeing if we can win it for a second time in a row for him.
Wow, and talk about some of the challenges of setting up a car in Albuquerque at, you know, 7,000, you know, feet and what it's like to have to deal with that versus, you know, going to some other tracks that are at different sea levels.
Well, you know, it's funny, leading up to the testing session last weekend, I had been telling Jake, you know, about the challenges of running at Albuquerque. And like you said, you know, the altitude is a challenge. I think we were seeing density altitudes of 6,800 feet last weekend. And that's a lot. I mean, most of these races happen at tracks that are at 2,000 or 3,000 or less base altitude, which means you don't usually see density altitudes more than about 3,500 or 4,000 feet. And oftentimes you see density altitudes of zero. And the engine is just a big air pump. The more air you can pump into it and the more fuel you can mix with that air, the more power it's going to make. And so up here in Albuquerque with our thin air, that makes making power a challenge. And the fact of the matter is that Jake knew the knobs to twist and the dials to turn and made that work. Then the other challenge of running Albuquerque is the track surface. You know, they do a fabulous job of preparing the surface that they got. But the fact is the surface is kind of old and kind of worn out and has some cracks in it and it's kind of rough. And so going down the track is challenging. You know, I joke about my drive shaft graph. We've got a computer sensor on the drive shaft that senses the drive shaft RPM, and it jumps all over the place going down the track because it's skipping over bumps and unloading the tires and this, that, and the other. And so, you know, I told Jake, man, it's going to be a challenge to get down that track. And he said, we can do it. And darn if he didn't. I mean, we went a 669 at 213 miles an hour on the first full pass we made, and a 665 at 218 miles an hour on the second full pass, which pretty much all us old geezers around here think that's probably the quickest run ever for a nitro car in Albuquerque.
Well, being an old geezer, I mean, I think so. I think so. I was pretty impressed. And of course, totally impressed with the paint job and, I mean, the attention to detail and everything.
Well, I really need to give a big shout out to Car Crafters and David McLevitz from Car Crafters who did the paint job. You know, Jim and Sean Guthrie helped me on getting that sorted out and got the job done. And we got a really renowned drag racing artist, David Carl Peters, to do the design for it, the Cone Hunter design. And, man, everybody's just doing backflips at how cool the car looks.
It's absolutely amazing. Does a Cone Hunter have its own Facebook page yet?
Cone Hunter does have a Facebook page. It's Cone Hunter Racing. You know, I'm not very good at keeping it up to date. I do a lot on Facebook under my own Lyle Greenberg, my personal Facebook page. But I haven't got quite as good at updating the Cone Hunter Racing Facebook page, but we're getting there.
That's fantastic. Well, I hope the merchandising helps keep funding your project.
We've got Stith Printing in Carson City, Nevada, working on t-shirts right now. We're going to go run a race in Tucson April 13th and 14th, and the t-shirts aren't going to be ready for that, but they're darn sure going to be ready for Funny Car Chaos.
Awesome. Well, hey, appreciate you coming out this morning. Look forward to seeing you out at the track.
Great, David. Thanks for having me.
All right. We got a whole lot more coming up next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. But if you missed any shows, you can always go to nmmotorsportsreport.com and listen to any podcast. Share it with a friend. Thank you very much for tuning in. You've been listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you. thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.